came the sound of the oratory clock striking the hour of 11. The clicking of the microtome ceased, and the demonstrator looked at his watch, rose, thrust his hands into his pockets, and walked slowly down the laboratory towards the lecture theatre door. He stood listening for a moment, and then his eye fell on the little volume by William Morris. He picked it up, glanced at the title, smiled, opened it, looked at the name on the flyleaf, ran the leaves through with his hand, and put it down. Almost immediately, the even murmur of the lecture ceased. There was a sudden burst of pencils rattling on the desks in the lecture theatre, a stirring, a scraping of feet, and a number of voices speaking together. Then a firm footfall approached the door, which began to open, and stood ajar, as some indistinctly heard question arrested the newcomer. The demonstrator turned, walked slowly back past the microtome, and left the laboratory by the preparation room door. As he did so, first one and then several students carrying notebooks entered the laboratory from the lecture theatre and distributed themselves among the little tables or stood in a group about the doorway. They were an exceptionally heterogeneous assembly, for while Oxford and Cambridge still...